With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Washington State's red raspberry crop for 2020 is in the barn, so to speak, and word is growers brought in a good-looking, fairly hefty crop. Henry Bierlink, executive director of the Washington Red Raspberry Commission, says it's still a bit early to know for sure, but most of what he's hearing sounds positive.
I'm collecting the data. Our data, production data, is due the end of September, so I just have a sense of what's going on out there. I don't have official numbers yet.
But if he were to make an educated guess, Bierlink says,
I'm assuming it's a pretty normal crop. Probably will be in that, you know, close to 70 million pounds for the state of Washington, which we've been up and above and below that for the last several years. I'm thinking we'll be between 68 and 70 million, you know, somewhere in that range.
And that's in spite of, Bierlink says, a pretty wet start to harvest.
It was a tough start for the year. Late June, early July, we had a fair amount of rain. So quality was really a challenge, trying to get the right kind of fruit and pack in the right kind of pack when the fruit is some of the best fruit, you know, right around that early part of the year.
Right.
So, you know, after a week or two, we kind of shrugged the mold issues and so forth, and then it was a pretty normal year.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this year's Washington red raspberry crop and some of the challenges growers are facing thanks to the pandemic. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.